Hello again, it's Deacon Dan. Today is Monday, April 6th. It is Army Day today. It's also, I love this, National Caramel Popcorn Day. Caramel corn. I wish it weren't Holy Week because, you know, I'm trying to deny myself a few extra things, and caramel corn sounds really good to me right now, but somehow I'm going to get through this. There's been some, I just think, really valuable study on mice emotions. Dramatic pause. The researchers at the Max Planck Institute of Neurobiology have discovered different emotional facial expressions for mice. Yeah, how about that? That's great, great work. They have found that the face of a mouse looks completely different when it tastes something sweet or bitter, or when it becomes anxious. While the faces of animals can appear expressionless to us humans, the researchers say this is not so. Using machine vision, whatever that is, the researchers were able to reliably link five emotional states to the facial expressions of mice. Pleasure, disgust, nausea, pain, and fear. Look more closely at the mice around your home and just, you know, try to relate to them. Empathize with them. See how they're feeling. I'm sure they care about what you feel, too. Officials in Leon County, is it Leon or Leon County, Florida, are promoting social distancing in a unique way. The county posted on Facebook, this is a quote now, this is a reminder that during COVID-19, please remember to keep at least one large alligator between you and everyone else at all times. So great, now there's going to be a run on alligators. TV executives are desperate for sports, any kind of sports, to return to television. The NBA reportedly is working on a televised horse competition. You know, H-O-R-S-E, playing horse. It would involve several big names, according to ESPN. All right, now be careful not to overfeed your pet while you are quarantining at home. This is some advice from the veterinarians. They're cautioning that while it may be hard to resist the impulse to keep filling up the food bowl, better to keep your pet on a routine and healthy diet. Stick with a feeding schedule and exercise them, such as going up and down the stairs with your dog or creating little obstacle courses around the home. On the other hand, be sure not to overexercise your dog as an excuse to go outside yourself. A couple of good walks a day is enough, not four or five, just because you're bored. That's really about it for today. I don't have a lot of interesting stuff to share today, but I do want to encourage you a little bit. It would seem that we're going to be heading, seeing some more, even more restricting days ahead. And so I just want to encourage you to do what you can to stay engaged with the Lord, with your family. A good book that helps you learn and grow in the faith. Remember to reach out by phone to those who are sheltering at home. Our parish website has many great resources available for different devotions and learning. Try to be very intentional about the way you live out the days of this Holy Week. But remember this, sadness is okay. You're not wrong to feel lonely or sad or afraid. God created those emotions and created us to experience them. It's all right to be human and to feel human emotions. Even Jesus felt these things. This week we might remember the emotions and even the dread he felt in his agony in the garden. But let's also examine how he dealt with those feelings. First, he prayed for an alternative to the suffering. Not just for endurance, but for an alternative. He prayed for that. But he left the authority and the decision in the hands of the Father. Second, he reached out to his friends to be with him in these times. He told them how much he was sorrowing. He shared his feelings with those who were closest to him. And third, he surrendered and he trusted in the Father. Notice that Jesus was troubled by what he would endure. But when it was completely evident that the trials would not be removed from him, he entered into them in obedience and trust. The trials did not decrease because of that, but he was at peace in enduring them. Let it be so for us as well. Dear Lord, once again, we thank you and give you praise for this day and for these times. Let us learn and grow from these experiences. Lead us through them in peace, not the peace of the world, but that peace that comes from faith in your infinite love for us. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.